This week on Indian Times, we review some of the past week's Native American news stories, and there were plenty. When the Supreme Court ruled that the Indian Child Welfare Act did not apply in all cases, the Native world waited for the other shoe to drop. And it did when the South Carolina Supreme Court directed a family court to finalize the adoption of Cherokee Nation member Veronica Brown by a non-Native South Carolina couple. Last week, the Cherokee Nation filed a petition for a rehearing of the South Carolina Supreme Court's decision. The Tahlequah-based tribe said Monday that the court's decision was troubling. The response was quick and to the point. No. 1 year ago, the South Carolina Supreme Court found that denying the adoption and awarding custody to Dustin Brown was in Veronica's best interests. That same court summarily reversed that decision based on a 2-year-old record and without providing a hearing for Veronica. Several American Indian groups are also preparing to sue over the decision. The Native American Rights Fund, the National Congress of American Indians, and the National Indian Child Welfare Association released a joint statement saying this judicial action represents a disregard for the civil rights of Veronica Brown. And with no hearing, the family court is disregarding the legal protections offered any child in an adoption proceeding. To add to the stew, the biological mother, Christy Maldonado, on Wednesday sued U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder, seeking a declaration that parts of ICWA are unconstitutional because it considers race in determining whom a child lives with. Indian Times will keep you updated on this situation. An Oklahoma-based Indian tribe has purchased 87 acres near Lawrence, Kansas, but has not yet announced any plans for the land. The Delaware Tribe of Indians said in a news release that it might use the land along the Kansas Turnpike for housing, child care, and a medical clinic. A representative of the tribe said in March that the tribe was considering moving its headquarters from Bartlesville, Oklahoma, because of restrictions it faces in Oklahoma. Indian Times spoke previously with Delaware tribal member and consultant Dee Ketchum about those restrictions.
We could not put any land in trust because the 14 counties that Cherokee Nation claims as their jurisdiction, we could not put land in trust without their authority, nor if we started any businesses, then we'd have to pay them a tribal tax. And so our council, on July the 2nd, 2012, with our new chief, the council decided that enough's enough after 145 years of fighting with the Cherokee Nations to relocate to our old reservation lands in Kansas.
The Lawrence Journal Record reported Wednesday a tribal spokesman declined to comment on whether the Delaware is considering building a casino on the land or moving its headquarters. In 2000, the tribe considered building a casino complex in the same area, but those plans stalled after strong opposition from the surrounding community. The Cherokee Nation has filed a request for a federal injunction to prevent the U.S. Department of the Interior from placing land of a rival tribe into trust, a move that would recognize the parcel as Indian land. The petition filed Tuesday in Muskogee Federal Court claims the United Katua Band of Cherokee Indians is operating an illegal casino on about 2 acres in Tahlequah, the capital of the Cherokee Nation. The Katuas have until July 31st to either stop gaming or have the land placed into trust. The Katuas trace their history to Cherokees who settled in Indian Territory in the 1820s and have fought for decades over the Katua Cherokee Casino. The Bureau of Indian Affairs recently said it would proceed with the Katuas trust application. And here now are a few upcoming Native events in Oklahoma. August 2nd through 4th is the 24th annual Oklahoma Indian Nations Powwow, held on the Concho Powwow Grounds in Concho, Oklahoma. The Summerfest celebration held in conjunction with the powwow. Gourd dance, war dance, drum contest, 5K run, buffalo fun walk, and hand game tournament. For more information, call Dara Franklin at 405-476-1134. On August 10th, Saturday, there will be an Indian taco sale from 11 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the Oklahoma Choctaw Tribal Alliance at 5320 South Youngs Boulevard in Oklahoma City. For more information, call 405-681-0869. On August 15th through 18th will be the 38th Annual Wichita Tribal Dance, to be held at the Wichita Tribal Park in Anadarko, Oklahoma. For more information, call 405-247-2425. And on Saturday, August 31st, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., join the curator of American Indian Collections, Matt Reed, and the Oklahoma History Center for a beginning moccasin class. The class will be making Plains hard-sole moccasins and will have all the necessary supplies. The class is limited to 15 students. For more information and to register, call Sarah Dumas at 405-522-0791. I'm Susan Shannon for Indian Times. For more information on this broadcast, go to our website, kgou.org.